Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Weeks after the U.S. presidential election, the transition from the Trump administration to U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to begin. After the General Services Administration, the federal agency that must sign off on presidential transitions, verified that Biden is the apparent winner of the November 3rd election. The GSA announcement came shortly after officials in the state of Michigan certified Biden as the winner in their state, making Trump's legal efforts to change the election outcome even more unlikely to succeed. President Trump, who had refused to concede the election, said Monday that he is directing his team to cooperate on the transition, but is vowing to keep up the fight. The move by the GSA clears the way for the start of the transition of the Trump administration and allows Biden to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over on January the 20th. International rights groups are urging Ethiopian forces to prioritize the safety of civilians in the Tigray region Monday as a 72-hour deadline for regional forces to surrender approaches. On Sunday, the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed gave a 72-hour deadline to Tigrayan forces to surrender or face a military offensive from the central government, escalating a weeks-long conflict that has left hundreds of people dead. The United Nations said Monday that more than 30,000 people so far have fled Tigray to neighboring Sudan and echoed calls to preserve the safety of civilians. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th when Tigray defiantly held a regional election. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Australian airline company Qantas says it will require international travelers in the future to prove they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to fly, as another pharmaceutical company announced its progress in creating a potential vaccine to fight the virus. The comments come as AstraZeneca said Monday that clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine in Britain and Brazil have shown it is highly effective in preventing COVID-19 without hospitalizations or severe cases of the disease in any of the trial's volunteers. The United States continues to lead the world in infections with more than 12 million cases, followed by India with more than 9 million infections and Brazil with 6. The virus has claimed nearly 1.4 million lives so far. More than a quarter of a million of those deaths occurred here in the United States. Iranian forces continue to expand their military presence in parts of eastern Syria, a move analysts say that could undermine U.S.-led efforts in the fight against the remnants of the Islamic State terror group. Iran, a major backer of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's regime, controls parts of the eastern Deir el-Zor province, particularly areas along the border with Iraq. With the help of thousands of foreign and local militiamen, Iran's elite Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps has consolidated its hold over a large territory in Syria since the beginning of the country's civil war in 2011. Well, state authorities in Brazil announced on Monday that they have started the clinical trial studies for the Chinese-made CoronaVac vaccine. The study has reached the minimum number of volunteers who tested positive for COVID-19, and now they are able to check if the infected were those who received the vaccine or the placebo, which will determine its efficacy. CoronaVac is a partnership between the Sao Paulo State Institute for Biological Research in Butantan and the Chinese company Sinovac, and has been widely tested in Brazil. A day earlier, the federal government signed a letter of intent to purchase 5 COVID-19 vaccines without including CoronaVac. A landslide in Colombia struck a bar, killing 7 people, injuring more than a dozen others. In addition to those already confirmed dead or injured, local media reports say 15 other people may be missing. According to local authorities, the bar was operating illegally after midnight Monday when that landslide occurred. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.